Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Throg's Neck, what's happening, Mike? How you doing today?
BT, man, love the show. Sad to see you go. I listen almost every day. I can't believe this is the first time I'm calling up. I can relate to you in so many ways. Yankees, Jets, Knicks, St. John's. I'm 54 years old. I played a little college ball. And depending on your exact age, we may have played against each other in summer ball. I played with a team from the Bronx called Eastchester AC. And I definitely played the cadets out in Brooklyn. I think it was in Marine Park.
Yeah. For sure. I'm 52. Sure. I'm a couple years younger than you, so I probably didn't play against you, but I just missed you by a minute.
Probably not.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy.
Eastchester, huh? I played up in the Bronx. I played for a team called the Bronx Angels. God, that was awesome,
wow,
man.
Yes.
You remember that?
That was our rival. The Eastchester AC and the Bronx Angels were basically the only two decent teams back then.
But when I played, but I didn't play you guys. We played a bunch of other teams. Yeah, that was awesome, man. I was driving from Brooklyn all the way up there. Like I was going. We played it. The home games were at Kennedy? Do I have to play Kennedy?
Oh, right. Oh,
right, Kennedy, yeah, Public
Kennedy,
School.
Half turf, half grass.
No. Back then it was just grass and dirt. Columbus. You're thinking about Columbus, yes. Had turf. Columbus was half turf.
No, Kennedy had a turf infield and a grass outfield.
Not when I played there. Nope. Not when I played there.
Really?
No, swear to God, Mike.
I'm shocked.
I did not.
I'm shocked.
That was an awesome, Mike, and thank you for the call, buddy. I want to get as many as I can. Awesome checking in. That was such a great experience. I remember, and that was when one of the first new cars we had as a family. This was awesome. My dad had a Maxima, black Maxima, Nissan Maxima. And, you know, year upon year upon year upon year of pretty much, you know, having used cars, finally got a sweet ride. And he would let me drive it up there. I mean, he would usually go to my games, too, but sometimes he couldn't. And we had practices, too. So I would just drive the Maxima from Brooklyn all the way up through the Bronx. And the music pumped. Oh, God, it was awesome. Man, what a fun team, man. That was some experience. And that was really my first experience playing with and against Dominican kids. Matter of fact, there was only 3 white kids on the whole team. I was one of them. And the other 2 were my high school teammates. So we'd go up there, man, and God, such a family atmosphere, and the grills were fired up, and the Dominican flags and the cowbells ringing like lunatics. What a fun time. That was one of my most enjoyable baseball experiences. We were good, too. Let me get Molly in Lakewood. What's going on, Molly? How you doing?
Hey, VT. So as I sit here on this Friday afternoon, you know, it's raining, but the sun's coming out. Seems very appropriate. I just want to thank you for having the most amazing show, you know, for keeping it real with the Yankees and being amazing. Me and my dad listen to your show all the time. You know, we are much bigger baseball fans. When I was younger, he used to turn it on. I used to be like, ah, turn it down. I don't want to hear the sports. But eventually, you know, it became something we bonded over. And your show is our favorite. You guys talked about the baseball the most. And, you know, there's a Jewish saying. It's called Gamzu Latova. I mean, this too is for the best. And I really feel like, you know, something good's going to come out of this. You know, I can't wait to see you or hear next. And thank you for having the best show. I wish you luck in all your amazing endeavors. And thank you.
Molly, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm starting to feel you're a little emotional here. I told you that I wasn't going to, but I also promise you that if I do, I can't control it. That's fine. Yeah, it's funny. And again, my wife asked me that. My son asked me that. A couple of my buddies asked me that. Sal asked me that last week when we were getting ready to do our last show together. I said, I don't know. And if it happens, it happens. You know, but it's starting to feel a little real now. We've got 1 hour. Time's ticking. So I don't know where this next hour is going to go. Stan is in Missouri on the Free Odyssey app. What's up, Stanny? Stan.
Yo, B, what's up?
Yo.
It's actually Sam. How are you, brother?
Oh, Sam. It says Stan. Well, this is
Yeah, the guy didn't understand Stan, but what's up, dude?
All right, hold on. Let me give you a little backstory. So it says Stan. So, they messed that up. No big deal. Then it says Wentzville, Missouri. All right. Wentzville, Missouri is where me and my guy Sam, who is on the phone now, a New Jersey kid who I met. We were what, 16? I think we were 16, right, Sam?
Yeah, 16. Yep, absolutely. Yep.
We played for Ron Hunt. I guess it was before AAU. And we both spent the summer in Missouri on Ron Hunt's farm. Now, Ron was a former major leaguer, played for the Mets, was the Mets' first All-Star. And we were teammates, and we spent the summer in Missouri, and we went absolutely nuts, man.
We had the best time, and hearing all the guys that are talking today, me talking to you right now, understanding that you truly are a great human being, and this is something that you always cherished, and that is either play MLB baseball or get on the fan, and you've definitely got one of them down. So fantastic for you. I'm so happy and so proud. But hey, nothing is lying around crap, right? I'm in my home office right now.
Exactly.
I see the rainbow coming out.
Yeah.
And let's get going. But
no doubt.
Yeah, fantastic, man.
You and I need to I know we've texted a little bit. We got to get a beer or something. I want you to come watch my son play. We got to get together. It's been way too long. Way too long, man.
Absolutely. My arm is still alive, man. I'm looking to actually be a bullpen pitcher somewhere or actually a BP pitcher. I actually asked Todd Stottlemyre when he was with us if I could do that. He looked at me like I had 50 heads, but, you know.
That's
another story for another time.
That's over beers. Sam, you don't care. The only thing, and let me bounce, but I don't want to just hang on. I'll definitely talk to you
soon. Good.
All right, Sammy boy? Thanks, man. Thank you very much. The only thing that still feels like I could still shoot and I could still throw. Like my arm, even with the Tommy John surgery and another surgery after that, like, my arm still feels like a rocket. It's everything else. Like, I just can't run. So you want to hear a funny story about that guy, Sam? So we're out in Missouri, and there was a couple of other kids from Jersey, one of whom played at Rutgers. I mean, it was a really good team. And we had a couple of kids coming from Canada, a couple of kids from Kentucky, if I remember right. Like, really, not all over the country. I don't want to overstate it, because nobody from out west. But it was dotted with some very unique states that up until at that point I had never visited, right? So anyway, so Ron Hunt is the manager, and he's got this big sprawling farm, and we were called the Independent Eagles was the name of our team, and we'd play every day in the oppressive heat. On his farm, he had a batting cage, and he had like almost like a military-style barracks where we all slept the entire, like 20 of us, because I'm coming in from Brooklyn. Sam's coming in from Jersey. We're staying. So We would play, you know, I think I played 100 games, right? And we'd come back late at night. We'd play Sega. You know, we'd have a dip. We'd go eat. Like his wife, what was her name? Jackie. Awesome woman. Would cook every meal for us. It was great, right? So you'll love this, Met fans. I don't even think I have my driver's license yet. I was 16. And Ron had an old 5-speed car. Dotson, whatever the hell it was. I mean, the thing was rotten, literally rotting from, like, it was rotting. It was barely functional. And he said, all right, boys, you need to go to the store, get anything, get your tobacco, get whatever you got to get. I don't know if he quite spoke like that, but, you know, a little bit. He did sound, he scared the hell out of me, man. So anyway, he comes into Queens. He leaves Missouri, leaves for the weekend. We're like, thank God this lunatic is gone. Freedom. Now, we still had games, but at least he wasn't coaching us. Respect him, but terrified of him. Drove us into the freaking ground. I mean, we're running poles in 117-degree heat with the heat index because we didn't play well. Guy was a lunatic. I mean, you think of a 1950s military instructor, that was him. Only it was 1990, whatever. So anyway, so he's gone, and we had this little beat-up, rotting, metal-rotting car, and we get in it, and usually we'd use it just to go to get the store, get, you know, 7-Eleven, get a drink, whatever we're going to get. Get dip, as I said. Of course, Ron's gone. Now, we're at our game, and, you know, there's a couple of girls watching the game. I'll leave it at that, and they're just watching the game. We leave because we think that he's at Shea Stadium playing in the old-timers game. Right, so we leave, and I remember this long dirt path to leave his farm. I don't even know how to drive a stick shift. I'm trying, right? We left, say if it was whatever. Well, then we had off one day. We left it, say, Saturday at 5 o'clock. We come home Sunday at, we spent the night out. You know, we wound up getting beers and whatever. And I'll never forget, we pull up. Now, we think Ron is coming back from the old-timers day that night. He beat us back. He actually, so we're like, what? This psychopath is home? We're dead. We're absolutely dead. So we park the car. We try to sneak into the little barracks home. Nope, didn't work. When I tell you how much we ran and how many push-ups we did, I honestly thought he was physically going to kill us. Like, back then, there was still some like the discipline and the residue from the 50s and the 60s and the 70s. It wasn't like today, you know. God forbid you yell at a kid. You can't yell anymore, you know. Oh, you can. You just got to do it the right way. And we were terrified. And I'll never forget driving home and seeing his car. I'm like, this dude's home. He's home from the airport. We're dead. And that was my teammate who just called in. Love you, Sammy. 888-808-1019. Ryan's in Yonkers on the Fan. Ryan, what's happening, buddy? Go ahead.
Hey, BT, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I just wanted to call as a bit of appreciation call. I listened to you and Sal for years now. You know, when I would talk about your show with my friends, I was saying, and this has been echoed the last couple of weeks, what I really appreciated was there was no fluff. You guys talked sports, and you got down to it, and it was really refreshing to listen to.
I'm glad that came through. Ryan, I'm glad that came through. Listen, at the end of the day, that's all we wanted to do. I mean, trust me, I'm as wild as anybody. A couple drinks, hanging out, you know, off the record. I have fun. I mean, I'm paid to talk sports, and that was always my mission. So I appreciate that.
It's funny that you mentioned that, you know, over a couple of drinks, and you had just had Rick on.
Yeah.
And me and my brother, we're St. John's fanatics. We're crazy about them.
Uh-huh.
When you were at that hotel bar with Rick, you might remember me. We were there with you.
I don't remember the name, Ryan. I remember there was a couple of boosters, and there I definitely met a few people, but I'd be lying if I said I remember your name. But I do remember meeting other people.
You weren't lying when you were saying earlier. It was, I mean, when you couple it with the Zuby, buzzer beater. And then, you know, we're just going to the hotel bar, just kind of, you know, riding high after the great game.
Mm-hmm.
And then we walk in, and I'm like, oh, my God.
Yeah, he was there.
You know, and there, you know, there's Rick with BT. This is perfect, you know? And it was a night to remember.
Oh, it absolutely was. And Rick, we got a lot of things to look forward to with St. John's. Thank you for making the call. Yeah, I mean, geez, Rick was... Rick was one of the first. I mean, Hubie was the first, but, I mean, Rick was, I saw Rick coach the Knicks. I had a picture from the Wiz. Let's see. I want to make sure I get everybody that was on. I still wish I had the poster. I don't. It was called the Bomb Squad. If you're old enough, you remember it. And they had, like, you know, like the military kind of theme, you know, bombs away. Like, so they had like the bomber jackets and like the goggles and the military scarves. It was definitely Mark Jackson. It was definitely Trent Tucker. It was Rod Strickland. Johnny Newman should have been in that poster. I thought there was a fifth one. Maybe not. But that's how long, yeah. I mean, man, it's yeah, and even think about how long ago that is, and think about how many championships the Knicks have won since. None. Wow. Hopefully this is the year. I really hope so. Angelo's on Long Island. What's up, Angelo, on the Fan? How you doing?
BT, what's up? I'm happy to say goodbye to you. I just wanted to call in and tell you, I don't want to get into my whole life story, but I lost my job of 10 years about 4 months ago, and I took a job doing delivery, so I'm in the car all day long. And I don't even know how. I flipped onto you and Sal one day, and I listen to you guys every day. I listen to the whole station now every day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sad to see you go. I'll follow you wherever you go. But everything you said before about, you know, everything happens for a reason, you know, it means a lot to hear that because, you know, I'm going through it right now. So I hope good luck to you, and I hope everything works out for you and your family. And I look forward to hearing you again somewhere else.
I hope the same to you, man. Angela, I'm sorry to hear that about your job, but you sound like you're fighting through. I mean, come on. Isn't this who we are at the end of the day? If we want to just take pride, oh, you know, tough New Yorkers. Like, well, isn't this where the toughness kind of shows, right? Again, when things are perfect and everything's flowing in the right direction, it's easy. It's easy. It's not life. It's not life. Not forever. You know, it's just not going to be smooth sailing the whole time. That's okay. You know, it's funny. Like, I never, you know, I look at the station. I just look at the station from start to finish. And at the end of the day, you know, 2 years with Sal and 1 year with Tiki, like, what does that equate to in the massive history of WFAN in the grand scheme of things? Honestly, nothing. I shouldn't say nothing. Not much. Like, not much. You know, we could have gotten double the ratings, and we would never be Mike and Chris or Imus or Boomer or Carton or Schmooze or Joe B. You know, but like that was, and that the little real estate that we carved out, man, it was so meaningful. It really, really was. And I'm sure I'm going to say that again. I don't know if I'm going to get through it when I try to do it at the end. I can already tell you I'm not. But that's the one, maybe as I get a little bit too in about 20 minutes. If there's one thing I could really impress upon you is how meaningful it's been to me. How much this has meant to me, and anything that you may have received from me, I've received more from you, if that makes sense, and I'm pretty sure it does. Anthony's up in Harlem. What's up, Ant? How you doing?
BT, man, what a pleasure and an honor it is to talk to you today, man.
Thank you, man.
I got to tell you, brother, listen, okay? You know I bleed green like you, and there's a lot of people on the station that, you know, want to talk about their golf game, or just talking sports because they got to talk sports. It is true and true. You bleed the colors. You are a fan, and you are an incredible sports talk radio personality, bro.
Well, I appreciate that, man. You know, I think at the end of the day, I think, you know, I think when you're good at something, and thank you, Anthony. Thank you very much, buddy. I know you've called a lot, man. And I'm taking myself out of the equation, but just if you guys think I'm good, well, that's up to you. I'm never going to self-diagnose myself on the air. I'm like in terms of, oh, I'm good at this, or I let other people do that, or I'm bad at something, whatever. But I think at the end of the day, isn't that kind of, that's what it's about, finding something that you love. Like when you love something, it's easy. Don't get me wrong. There were days slogging through the Holland Tunnel, 280, overturned trailer, you know, prices up the ass, gas, paying. I won't even tell you how much I paid per month for a garage spot because there's no parking down here. Yeah, like logistically, there were so many things that drove me nuts. Nuts. Now it just smells like urine. It smells like weed, which is fine on occasion. Yeah, it's just gross, though, in a lot of ways, the city. And you deal with that because when you finally, now I'm talking about me, when you finally get in here, it's like, let's go. Like, this is what I want to do. This is what I was born to do. I'm going to keep doing it. I'm just not going to do it here. But yeah, it's a grind. So, and that's why, like, when the other caller said about how he lost his job and, you know, listening to us, I was on the other end listening to the station forever. And, you know, you talk about the New York Yankees in the city. You talk about the Knicks and the history and the Clyde Frazier's and the Willis's and the Banners and the Monroe's and the DeBusschers and the Bradleys and Red Holtzman. You talk about the Giants going back to Y.A. Till. And you talk about WFAN. WFAN is the Yankees, period. I mean, really, if you want, I'd like to say, really, if I'm going to be honest, it's really the Dodgers have become the Yankees. You know what I mean? Like it, but symbolically, you know what I mean when I say WFAN is the Yankees. That's it. And it's a uniform that I always wanted to put on. And I'm lucky enough to have done it. I earned it. I earned my spot here. But it's been awesome, man. I got about 40 more minutes to go. I want to just keep taking some calls. And I'll take you up until 2. Of course, the show brought to you by Tri-State Cadillac Dealers. Cadillac, the official luxury vehicle of the New York Giants. BT on the Fan till 2. Then it's Evan and Tiki after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Let's get back to the calls here, all right? Got about 30 more minutes. Let me get Brad and Mineola on the Fan. What's up, Brad?
I had to call on your last day. There was no question about that. But I know it's not your last day. I know that good things are coming. I think some things are going to come sooner than later. And I appreciate you and Sal. I loved your show. I loved the fact that you guys were very transparent about everything, and it was like I was sitting at a bar with you guys whenever you were on. And I really, truly, truly appreciate you guys and love you guys and cannot wait for the next step.
That's tremendous, Brad. Thank you very much. No, listen, we're going to figure it out. I'm going to have to figure it out. And I already have done things to figure it out. You know, it's going to give me a chance to do some things that I've started doing anyway, like motivational speaking is something that I love. You know, it's just, you know, I mean, think about the Unkillable rant that we replayed earlier, all right, when I'm like, you might have the best corner in the game. You might have the best wide receiver there. Figure it out. Yeah, I got to figure it out. But I'm not worried. I'm galvanized. In a lot of ways, I'm excited because, trust me, and I don't think it's going to be easy. I'm not delusional with that. The business has changed, and you either adapt or you die. And, you know, you've listened to somebody who got in his car and literally drove from Brooklyn, New York to Las Vegas for a job. And then literally drove from Las Vegas to Detroit for a better job. And then literally drove from Detroit back home to New York in 03 to finally be on the air in New York. So when you love something, hopefully I'm okay at it, you just keep trucking. That's what I'm going to do. Let me get Mike in Hackensack. What's up, Mike? How you doing, man?
BT, I'm doing well. Listen, it's been a while since I talked in. You know I'm a big Yankee fan, and this is what I'm going to miss the most. You guys talk baseball better than anyone on the stand.
I love talking baseball.
And the guys who replace you, I don't want to disparage them, but it's a comedy show with sports mixed in. And I'm going to miss talking baseball. And that's the bottom line. You guys, you're authentic. You're relatable. And, like, listening to you guys is like sitting in someone's backyard with a beer and a cigar and just talking sports. And I'm going to miss that. And you guys were great at that. I just want to thank you because I can't listen to you all the time. I listen to you in the morning because I kind of get into work a little late.
I get it.
But when I listen to you guys when I can, it's great. And I'm really going to miss you guys with baseball.
Appreciate it, Mike. No, listen, man, and thank you. We love talking baseball. You know, it's fun. I love talking everything, like Knicks playoffs, Jets, Giants. But there's just something about talking baseball, at least for me. There always has been. There always will be. Yeah, by the way, you can still come and listen to us talk. We got that live show coming up, and there's only about 30 seats left. It is almost sold out. The BT and Sal live show. Aaron Boone's going to be our special guest. It's coming up on January 22nd. It's at an amazing theater, an amazing venue in Red Bank, New Jersey. You can get the tickets, myconcerts.net, or all my social stuff. Sal put it up as well. Yeah, it's a live BT and Sal show. It's going to be absolutely phenomenal. Some musical guests, and Booney's going to be up there with us. We're going to have a great time. Some good eats, some good drinks, all good. 888-808-1019. We get Tim in Livingston is on the fan. Tim.
Hey, what's up, BT? How are you?
What's up, Tim? How you doing?
I'm good. I just wanted to call you. Great show. Love the show. Going to miss you. Listen every day. Shout out to my cousin, Sue.
What's up, Sue?
Real quick, the funniest moment, she listens to your show every day.
Nice.
The funniest moment ever on your show, baseball card game, and I will say it properly, when you brought up a guy named Rusty Koontz. I never laughed.
Yeah.
I never
laughed.
And I know you had to, like, set up your mic, because you
I was crying.
Too. That was hilarious.
I was crying. That was a funny one, Tim. That was good. I get a little feedback there and let you go. Yeah, I mean, just use your imagination. Rusty Koontz, you know, I'm not going to say it the way I probably said it that day on the air. How if I did say it? I think I did say it that way on the air that day. But I'm not going to do it again. But I think you can use your imagination and figure out what I said. Yeah, that was funny. Let me get Pete in Massapequa. Well, Pete is on the fan. Hey, Pete.
Hey, Brandon, how are you, pal?
Good.
Listen, I just want to thank you. First of all, you always made my drive, you and Sal, especially. I'm a pediatric home care therapist, so I'm in my car all day, every day, and listening to you guys brought me some joy. But I do want to say this, and I'm not bad-mouthing anybody, and I'm not going to make it like that. Mm-hmm. But here's my problem. You guys, you and Sal, were awesome. You did everything great. You always spoke baseball. You're fantastic. And I know you say Craigie's coming back, and you know, he's a legend. But here's my problem with that, and again, I won't be bad about it.
How many chances
does a legend get before they say, you know what, I'm stepping on toes. These guys are great. They got a career going. You know what? He left on his own the first time.
Yeah.
because of problems the second time he left because he went for more money.
Yeah, you know, Pete, I can't get wrapped up in Craig's world. It's not my world. You know, he's a great talent. You know, I like Craig. I like Craig. I do. I have nothing bad to say about Craig. And even if I did, I wouldn't. But I wouldn't say anything nice about him. I wouldn't be disingenuous. Craig's cool. Craig's very good at what he does. You know, as I said at the top of the show, or at some point in the first hour, in my mind, there's no way the BT and Sal show should be going away. It's just too good. It shouldn't be. But these are different circumstances. This was not, all right, contract's up. Let's look at these guys. Yeah, they just don't sound good. Yeah, they're boring. Yeah, they don't bring it. Yeah, they're not generating any revenue. Yeah, ratings aren't good. Like, every measurable, we did our job. And then, you know, because it's a company and it's a business, things that you can't control happen. And that's why I really don't have any bitterness. Like, I think I have a little bit of sadness, for sure. No regret, no bitterness, because I'm a big boy. I'm smart enough to know, you know, what this business is about, and I know what I signed up for. And I also know that if I had a family and I was in Craig's shoes, like he does have a family, and I was in his shoes, and they offered me the job back, I'd take it. I would take it. You got to do what's right for your family, and you got to do what's right for you. You know, there's a way to do it. And no, I haven't talked to Craig, and I don't need to. That's fine. But I know that he said some really nice things about us, and I believe him. Because what you might not know, and I'll never forget, I was driving. I just started at the Fan. I was still with Tiki. And I was driving to the Garden to do a St. John's game. And Craig, nobody else really did this at the station, to be honest with you. But Craig said, hey, why don't you come to my house and watch the Super Bowl? Bring your wife, bring your kids. You know, Aaron Boone's going to be there. I think Chris Christie was going to be there. His boys would get Christie. And, you know, I'm inviting you over. And he actually, I remember I was getting ready to park the car, and he called me, and one of his sons, I think a little Lance, his youngest son, had COVID. And he's like, dude, I hate to do this the day of, but, you know, and this one, obviously, COVID was over, but it was still kind of there. I'm like, dude, I get it. And so we adjusted and on the fly, and Craig was always good to me. You know, he had my son on the air once, had fun with him. That's it. You know what I mean? It's like, it's not, I know it's not because, well, the show didn't sound right. The show was awesome. And I'm proud of it. 888-808-1019, BT on the Fan. All right, I got 20 more minutes. I'm going, Hoff, you know, if you have to jump in at some point to save me, because Sal's not here to say, like, Sal got upset. At least I was able to save Sal, you know, give him a chance to compose himself. I don't know that he'll get like that. I hope not. I don't think so. But if it does, just jump in for a second, make me laugh, yell at me, do something, whatever it takes. Let me finish this thing the right way, which I will. And final goodbye, final segment, next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
All right, so we'll get a few more calls here, and then that's it. And I can feel the emotion building, so I have no idea where this is going to go. I'll get a couple of more calls, and then obviously I want to say a couple things to you guys, and then that will be it. How about Renato, up in Utica on the fan. Renato, what's happening, buddy?
Hey, BT, it's just a huge honor to talk to you. I loved you and Sal. You guys were my generation, Mike and the Mad Dog. I loved your show in particular because it was just two guys that talked sports. There was no theatrics. And you guys, what made you guys rare was you guys seemed like friends. Like, people are on air, they get along, and then off air, they don't talk to each other. So mm-hmm. You can really feel that through the radio. And that's rare. And I hope you guys stay together in some form, be it a podcast or whatever.
We're doing the show. The BT Live show. The live show, January 22nd. So if you guys want tickets, go check it out. We're going to do a couple of things. Obviously, you know, we're big boys with families and responsibilities, where we'll do our own thing for sure. Me doing St. John's, motivational speaking, something else I'll announce very soon. But the object and certainly, well, I would say the mission at this point, because I think, honestly, man, I'm just going to be told, I wish I could use a different word. It would be a damn shame to not be able to hear the BT and Sal show at least once a week somewhere. So we will.
I agree.
You know what I'm saying? 100%. We're going to try to do it.
I agree 100%, and I'll follow you guys because I was a BT and Sal fan. I'm not a WFA fan in full transparency. And then my quick Knicks point and my quick Jets point.
Yep.
As far as the Knicks, Mad Dog clowning them for celebrating it. Disgusting. They won something. Be a New Yorker. And then my Giants point is just hire somebody who's competent, who's won a ring.
No, is that all?
Who it is. At this point, just anybody who's won a ring on their own. No retread, and that's it. Thank you, BT. Thank you, Sal. You guys rule.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Yeah, Mad Dog was begging on the Knicks. Who cares? Who cares what Mad Dog says about the Knicks? I certainly don't. I got love for Mad Dog. I respect him. You think I give a rat's ass what Mad Dog thinks about what the Knicks should do with their championship banner? Hang it, don't. Stop. I mean, everything. I mean, come on. Mad Dog's all about shock value at this point. Outside of the Giants, does Mad Dog care about anything? And golf and tennis? Legend. But, I mean, you know, he's going to take a dump on it. All right. This one could be a little tricky here. So, you know, it's funny. I've said this a few times. And I've said that I've had a couple of partners. You know, Sal, who was, I love him. Tiki, solid. Stephen A. I was in the studio with Stephen A. when Stephen A. was just taking off. I've worked with some great pro athletes. San Francisco, Eric Davis. He was my partner. This gentleman is truly... What's up, Pops?
Hey, B. How you doing, brother? We lost you for a second.
No.
You know, I'm glad I got, through.
You did lose me for a second, but it's all good. Hey, you got through. You didn't take the shortcut, Dad?
I didn't know any shortcuts. what I want to do in a minute and a half, 2 minutes of this, is go from the backyard to where is it? Good Shepherd.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right.
St. Mark, Good Shepherd baseball, Good Shepherd basketball, Xavier High School.
Yeah.
Baseball games, basketball as a freshman, college baseball. I can't tell you how many games I went to. Almost all of them, I would leave work and go just to watch a college game in Poughkeepsie.
Yep.
This was, I was along, okay, watching, but I felt like I was a member of the team, and I was always, I enjoyed it so much. Now, the unfortunate thing happened with the injury.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You took a new change, and I was so proud. You went to the fan. You got a job as an intern. They never hired anyone there who was a college grad.
Yeah.
You took that job as an intern.
That's true.
You went from there to Channel 5 as an intern,
yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
After that, you sent out a tape to Allentown, Pennsylvania. Hmm. 2 days later, they called. They offered you a job. This is when the fun began. Mom and I packed up the car. We went to Allentown. Got you an apartment, okay? Set you up, okay? You're there a few months. Your mother says, listen, it's going to snow up there. He needs a new car, an SUV. We buy you an SUV. Yeah. 2 weeks later, they sell the station. You call us and you
That's
say, true. I'm not coming home. I'm going to get a job on my own.
Yeah.
2 weeks, 3 weeks later, Pop, I'm going to Las Vegas. I'm coming home. I'm going to spend Christmas. You drive cross country to Las Vegas. You're there. The station goes bankrupt, I think, or
yep,
whatever
no, it did,
the change.
It did. Hey, every place I go, they say we got to close up shop. We're losing money.
Right.
Keep going.
The next thing I hear, I'm going to Detroit, Pops. Okay, we go to Detroit. We set up another apartment, and we loved it. Every single minute of it, we loved it, okay?
Yep.
You go to Detroit, okay? Detroit, you're there a couple of years, and then all of a sudden, okay, you're on your way back to New York, okay? We were happy as hell. You come back. You're on ESPN, okay? Mm-hmm. You're there for 7, 8, 9, I don't know how long you're there.
10 years,
okay?
Yeah.
From there, okay, I remember sitting down having dinner with Jen, you, and listen, it's coming to an end.
Yeah.
What's coming to an end? My job.
We were at Lenny's, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Lenny's, right.
Yeah, great.
I go
love
to all
Lenny's.
The time on Cross Bay Boulevard.
That's right.
You can't beat that place.
It's the best.
Joe, the owner, terrific guy. But next, I hear I'm going to San Francisco. Drive time, afternoon job, okay? Great. You go to San Francisco. You're out there. We made three visits there. You're there about, I don't know, 2 years, a year and a half, whatever it is. Pop, I have a chance to come back and interview for something in New York. You came in on a weekend. You flew out on a, took a red eye.
Yep.
You interviewed. You did a tryout with a,
I did a fake, I did like a, yeah, like a fake show with Tiki, correct? Yep.
Correct. All right. They make a deal. They let you out of your contract. You come back. You're on with Tiki for 6, 7, 8 years, okay?
10.
Then you go to the fan, yeah. Which was the place, okay, that you started with, okay? Yeah. You listen to that station incessantly, okay? Listen, I was a sports fan. I was a Met fan. I went to 3 Met Dream Camps, okay?
Yeah,
that
yeah.
was my team.
Yeah.
The last 5 years, I'm a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
Okay?
So you're the kind of fan that I abuse when you call up and tell us yeah. you like both of them.
Because of you, I'm a Yankee fan
yep.
and Aaron Judge, okay?
That's right.
I was a Giant fan, okay? Because of you, you transferred me through a Jet fan. But we have one common denominator. We've always been
Knicks.
St. John's fans.
Yep. And St. John's.
And Knicks fans.
That's
okay?
right. Always.
All right? Go back to St. John's. I don't even want to tell people the names because no one's going to know.
Hurry up.
Okay. what's his name? Tony Jackson, Leroy Ellis.
All right. I got him. Come on.
But listen, I know it's been a great trip so far. Everything, I know the changes occur in life, and you're going to adapt
That's
to
right.
whatever you have coming forward in your life, and we're going to be with you 100%.
I know.
Your mother and I, your sister, all of us.
No doubt.
Okay?
No doubt.
We are so proud of you. Okay?
All
so
right,
you keep it up, and Christmas Eve,
yeah.
Christmas Day, we're gonna have a good celebration. Plenty of eat, and maybe something to drink. Okay,
maybe something to drink. You better bring 5 bottles. All right, absolutely.
I love you, B.
I love you too,
take
buddy.
Take care. I love you.
I love you too, man. There he is.
Bye bye.
Yeah, that's real stuff right there, man. I'm lucky to still have him. It's the best. So is my mom. Absolute best, man. But that's where I became a sports fan. He's a great one. I mean, he's also a front runner, as you found out. But he is, he taught me everything. He taught me everything that I know. You know, we would talk about the games. I do that with my son, too. Talk about the games, like strategy. And I would do it more with my daughter. She's have a ton of interest doing that. But it's like I don't want to do it with her. She's, you know, that was special. That's got to be my last caller of the day. So I want to say a few more things. Who knows? I have no idea how this is going to go. But, you know, you just heard the journey. All right, you heard the journey, all the stops. And I've been very lucky. I've been very lucky to do things I just never thought that I would do. You know, call Knick games. Call Knick games with John Andres. I wasn't even that good at it. Got to do it. Sat in the Yankee booth somehow. Done over 100 St. John's games at the Garden alone. Love St. John's. Super Bowls, Final Fours, U.S. Opens. I shared a studio, as I mentioned before, just as Stephen A. was beginning his ascent to the biggest star in the business. I worked with former athletes. Tiki's one of them. Hosted a national radio show for a decade that was also on TV. A weekly national TV show for the NFL for 7 years. Somehow Discovery even hired me to do a show. I don't know how that happened. I even appeared in a movie. Now, I just say that. That is not, oh, look what I've done. I say that because if, you know, all those amazing things. And again, I didn't think that I could do it when I started. I don't even know if my dad thought that I could do it. I remember him being, he's like, ah, just take the police test just in case. I'm like, nah, that's not what I'm doing. Let me become a broadcaster. I'm going to get there. I don't know how, but I'm going to get there. That's one thing Sal and I absolutely, one of many things that we shared was this unrelenting drive to get here. And as I run through those amazing things that I've done, that I'm very proud of, you know, if I wasn't able to get here, it wouldn't, it would have felt incomplete. If you want to jump in for a sec, buddy, help me out a little bit. just a second. It would have felt incomplete. I'm good. It would have felt incomplete. It really would have. You know? Because when I was dreaming the dream, I wasn't dreaming about calling Yankee games. I was dreaming about being a Yankee. Nowhere near good enough. I didn't dream about calling Knick games. I dreamt about some, as crazy as it sounds, being the next Chris Mullen. Hey, Mullen's from Flatbush. Why can't I? I could shoot a little bit. As crazy as that sounds now, I know. Once I knew that the broadcasting dream was what I had to do, because baseball wasn't going to work out, I had to get here. I had to get here. Oh, the race would never have felt right. And I got here, and it was awesome. It really was. It was awesome. I loved it. You know, I'm going to start wrapping it up. A lot of, you know, I don't want it to end, but I'm not afraid of the end. I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I might not sound good now, but I promise you, I'm good. I'm going to go home to an amazing wife and two awesome kids and a ton of friends who know, not to mention my mom and my dad and myself, who know I'm going to keep fighting. Now I'm going to do something really big, but I just wanted to thank you guys. This is something that I had to touch. So, Huff, love you, bro. Thank you. everybody out there, it has been It has been my honor. Love you guys.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.